Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to talk about the Belize mission, which was wonderful, of course. My talk will focus on the level of teaching, the teaching that we did, the improvements made by previous missions, and a little bit about the role of religion in the classroom. It was very satisfying for me to see how important our relationship is with St. Hilda's Anglican School for both us and for them. In the classroom, I was very impressed with the standard of teaching. I'm a former teacher myself. The teachers, as Dean Hall said, were highly competent and they really cared about the students. They were using a variety of strategies to try to reach all of the students. The same is here in Canada. The students were learning at a wide variety of levels in the same classroom. However, there were no teaching assistants or resource teachers to support the learning. I noticed that in infant one, grade one, the kids were using plastic blocks, manipulatives, to learn math. And in grade eight, in standard six, the teacher was using a math website to take the kids step by step through algebraic problems. So you can see they're using very modern, very comparable techniques whenever possible, similar to us. The textbooks looked quite interesting. Again, the math being taught and the reading exercises were some that I've used in the past myself. And one interesting thing about the classrooms is that Beverly and Karen mentioned that over time, in successive missions, they could see how the classroom sort of came alive. The walls had went from being perhaps a little bit more somber to bright and happy and being filled with lots of educational materials, religious materials, the children's work, some of the teachers' posters. And you could see when you're looking around at the walls, you know that our annual support for the school provided those educational resources. One classroom even had this gorgeous mural on the ceiling, which I've never seen before. Our role when we were there was teaching in a variety of ways. So we might be assisted teachers in the classroom, for example, reading a story aloud to the equivalent of the grade three class, or helping kids write the letters back to the Canadian kids who sent them down letters. It also included working with groups of students in the back of the class, the students that were struggling more, or taking them outside and having them work under the picnic tables. Those picnic tables were lovely. I know there was a lot of work put into them. They are being used in so many ways, and we really appreciated having them there. Rebecca and Nat focused on games and a lot of religious songs and other songs during class time, recess, lunch, and after school. They maxed out their time, and their activities and their songs absolutely rocked, as you can see from videos and pictures. Kelly, the dean, Rebecca, and Jim spoke to the teenagers about making good choices in life and setting your goals. And I'm sure over time, some of what they said will sink in and have influence. Kelly also gave a valuable budgeting lesson to the teachers that I think they were appreciative of because they were mentioning it later on in the week. In addition to the picnic tables, I got to see the bathroom that was built by a previous mission team. It was lovely. There were, a couple of bathrooms and there were extra storage rooms. Those were the only storage rooms in the school, so they were valuable. And the bathroom was a real improvement over the other one. For the role of religion, I certainly noticed this big difference from Canadian teaching, like the prayer before lunch and after lunch, the prayer in the Monday morning assembly. There were, the religious materials, the half-hour devotional during the week, the teachers' two devotionals, just with the teachers and Miss Jane, the principal, and I could really feel how enriched the school environment and curriculum was by the use of religion in the school, and it was a really nice experience just to be able to enjoy that along with the teachers and the students. Going forward, I hope that I can maintain contact with the teachers. I've suggested a few helpful websites for them. And they seem to be interested in that. So if they are, now that we're back, if they are interested, then I'd like to have a sort of informal relationship with them and sending down any ideas that I have. For me, this was my first mission trip, though I've traveled a lot internationally. What was really struck me about this experience being unique in my life was just because the mission team and the teachers and the kids with their music and Oasis Ministry and other people that we met were all talking about God and the role of their spirituality in their lives. So we were really constantly thinking about God and drawing on his, you know, strength from God. And it was a 24/7 experience for those whole 10 days, which is something I've never experienced before. So it felt like I was wrapped with like this invisible blanket that was God, and I felt it like every moment pretty much of the trip, which was beautiful. In closing, I'd like to say that Miss Jane and the teachers were deeply grateful for our financial support and the mission trips. And Miss Jane said that we are in their hearts and we are all one people. We are all part of the body of Christ. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm going to talk a little bit about the relationships that our team had built with the students at St. Hilda's, and then also a little bit about the relationship that our cathedral has with St. Hilda's. So I thought I'd start by kind of sharing with you a little bit about some of the students that stand out in my mind, and I'm sure if you ask anyone else on the team, they have a whole other list of students. But I've picked four or five that kind of stand out that I just want to share with you kind of what stands out in my mind about them. So Mervyn was the first one. He would have been a Standard 1 student. He would have been about 6 or 7. He struggled intellectually, and he wasn't able to keep up with the rest of his classmates. But he was always very happy when Nat and I would go into his classroom and sing music with him. He was always doing the actions and smiling. And I worked with him in a small group of students one day, and the other students told me Mervyn doesn't do the classwork, but they were all, you know, supportive of him and friendly with him. Amelia was a second student. She was also in Standard 1, and she was related to the family of the mission house where we stayed. So often we would drive her home at the end of the day. She was very loving. She would hug every one of us every time she saw us, although I'm convinced that she would hug Karen more often because Karen had a puppet with her, and she always wanted to play with the puppet. Brianna was a Standard 6 student, so she would have been about 15 years old. She came from a family with 10 siblings, and her grandmother had just recently passed away, and her grandmother had lived with them. She told me one day that she loved to talk to us. She thought it was cool that we were there and that we were able to talk to them about their goals and their life. She even wrote a song for our team, and it was about how happy she was that we came to St. Hilda's, and she was very sad to see us go. Crystal was another Standard 6 student. She was 12 years old, and so she was the youngest one in the class of 15 and 16-year-olds. So she looked very young compared to the rest of them. Towards the end of the week, she kind of started clinging on to me, and she wrote me a letter thanking me for coming to the school. She gave me a Belize pin, and we had given out Canada pins earlier in the week. And she also gave me some biscuits in case I got hungry. but in one of her letters, she asked if I could leave her some tissues and hand sanitizer because she gets sick often. And then Floor was another Standard 6 student, very quiet-mannered, but always listening. As Carol Ann had said, we would do afternoon sessions with the older students. And in one of those sessions, we were talking about, you know, the students' goals and ambitions. And I asked her, Flora, what do you want? What's your dream? What do you want to be? And she told me that she wanted to go to the tourism industry. She later told me that that was the first time that someone had ever asked her what she wanted to be, and that it felt really nice for her to say that out loud. So, as you can tell, we kind of dealt with a wide age range of students, and what we did with the younger kids was quite different with how we interacted with the older kids. The younger kids, we had an opportunity to love them, to play with them, to break up the puppets, the games, the music, and they were just happy. They were happy that we were there. The older kids I spent quite a bit of time with. They were not as easily impressed by the puppets and the music. They were typical teenagers. And they were ages 12 to 16 in those upper classes. Now, as many of you may know, that once you finish Standard 6, which is about our grade 8, these students then have to pay to go to high school. So a lot of them don't actually continue on to high school. This is the very last stop of schooling. So they need to start thinking about what are they going to do? Are they going to work? Are they going to go to high school? Are they going to save money? And the culture in Belize is that those questions aren't usually talked about. Many of these students come from single-family homes. They come from big families. And most of their families don't talk about what the teachers have told us. They're not talking about dreams and motivations, and they don't even know what opportunities really are there for them. So that was part of our job, is to have those conversations with the older students. And it was a challenge. It was a big challenge. Kelly and Karen and I took the girls aside, and honestly, it was 30 minutes at the end of the day, and it was probably the most stressful part of the day and the most exhausting part of the day for us. Many of the students were not interested in what we had to say, but I can tell you there are a few students that really engaged in some meaningful conversations. One of my highlights of that talk was that one night our team had prepared inspirational quotes for every Standard 5 and 6 student. And we went in the next morning and we placed each of those quotes on their desk, and we had asked them to hold on to them till the end of the day. In the girls' group, I can tell you every single girl came to our 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock meeting with that quote. They had held on to it all day. And one girl said to me that receiving that quote on her desk was one of the highlights of her day. So we did build quite a few relationships with those students, and I know we're not going to see them again for a while, but there's definitely stories that I have that are memorable, and I'm sure every other team member has similar stories and different stories from what I've shared today. But one of the biggest takeaways that I had from this trip was the importance of our relationship here at the Cathedral with St. Hilda's School. And as most of you know, Beverly Morrell is the face of our Belize mission, and it was clear from day one when we went there that everyone knew who Miss Bev was. And if they hadn't met her, they had definitely heard about her. So it was amazing for me to see that immediate connection that our congregation had with the school through Beverly. And then throughout the week, Beverly had made arrangements for our team to meet with the scholarship students. These scholarship students were very grateful. The program that we provide helps one student complete high school. And each of these students had told us that they would, you know, not be where they are today without our support. Going into this trip, I knew that there was support provided from our cathedral family, but I didn't realize the impact and how positive that support was and how important it was. The school has very bright students. They have a great educational program. Their teachers are remarkable, and I truly believe that the support that we provide as a cathedral family really does impact the lives of the students in Georgeville. For me, this mission trip was a very positive experience. I had done mission trips before, but this was my first time to Belize. And again, the connection that we have with our cathedral, with the cathedral and St. Hilda's, has made this mission trip one of the most meaningful ones that I've ever taken. It was great for me to have the opportunity to get to know people in the cathedral that I may not have otherwise had the opportunity to know. And again, to be part of the work that our cathedral family is doing and to kind of come back energized and wanting to keep that momentum going with our church family. So in conclusion, our week at St. Hilda's was very busy. Aside from our visit, they had a lot happening at the school. They had a cultural day, they had a sports day, and there was one day there were 3 teachers who were out sick. So it made for a lot of chaos. The principal, Ms. Martinez, also was the teacher in the Standard 6 class, and so The first couple days, we hardly saw her because she was dealing with other school issues. And I remember thinking, the first couple days, what are we going to do here? We didn't have a building project like the teams in the past had. We didn't come with like specific curriculum to help teach the kids. We were just there. We were there to support them and to help where needed. And the first couple days, I felt, are we imposing? Are we disrupting their routine? Like, they seem to be doing really well. But it took me a couple days, but I soon realized that we definitely were not an imposition. There was a lot for us to do. There was a lot of people for us to build relationships with. And our visit was very welcomed, and we definitely had a purpose while we were there. So on behalf of our mission team, I just want to thank the Cathedral congregation for your prayers during our preparation and our travels, and also for the financial support that you've provided over the years to each of the students and to the teachers. It's definitely something that they're thankful for, and I just want to extend my thanks for that. Thanks.